The following is a presentation of i3G Media Sports.
Free throw is long. Rebound Kindred. And there's still some magic left in the 2024-25 season. The Cardinals are going to Minot.
From the 2025 Class A Girls State Tournament, Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Grinster Law, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Bickett Insurance, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, Dakota Central, the Foster County Independent, Headlocks, Sendak, Bremer Bank, Dry Dock, Napa in Carrington, the Prairie Inn Restaurant and Bakery, High Plains Equipment, Northern Plains Electric, Carrington Dental Care, and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Now, Carrington Cardinals State Tournament Basketball.
We welcome you to the Minot State University Dome in the Magic City. It is the North Dakota High School Activities Association Class A Girls Basketball Playoffs. And in today's first consolation semifinal, the number 7 seed Braves of Turtle Mountain Belcourt take on the 6 seeded Carrington Cardinals. Happy to have you with us. Thanks very much to David Burrell for the intro, and with Tate Wolski, BJ Walters with you. And Tate, this is something that, where I grew up in, does not happen. You lose at state, you go home. Doesn't matter how far you came, doesn't matter where you came from, you just go home. This might be the most difficult thing for a teenager to do, play in a consolation game.
Yeah, it is. And our girls gave a heck of a fight yesterday, and it just sucks that they came up short, and it just sucks for them because you've worked so hard for that time and moment, and only lose by that much. It's kind of disheartening, but they showed it on TV yesterday, Coach Broughton's lips, and it was like, you get two more games, you get to come back and play. And it was good to see that Coach Broughton was in high spirits.
Still a chance to win a consolation crown, still a chance to have a 20-win season, and it's not a secret. We don't have to whisper it anymore. The class of 2028 is getting experience that a whole bunch of other freshman classes are not getting this weekend.
They are, and it's awesome to see that we're in the state tournament with a bunch of freshmen playing, and yesterday those freshmen really didn't play. Again, they didn't play like they were freshmen. It was like they came out guns a-blazing, and it was cool to see.
45-42 Valley City. Carrington just couldn't get the ball to go in the hoop. We'll talk to Coach Broughton here in a little while on the pregame. It was the only thing that didn't go right yesterday.
Yeah, and we went cold at the wrong time, if that's how you want to call it. We had a stretch there, what was it, like 11 minutes without a field goal?
The three combined scoreless stretches, 11 minutes without a point. In a state tournament game that's 32 minutes long, it's hard to win when you do that.
It is, and you can't come out cold like that. And if you're Mr. Broughton, you tell your team to come out shooting again, and hopefully you come out hot instead of cold this time.
For Turtle Mountain, they played South Prairie Max. It was the only region-on-region matchup in this tournament. And at one point, it was 21-19, and Turtle Mountain was on an 8-0 run. And then South Prairie Max says that's as close as you're going to get. 70-45. A big reason why, 19 turnovers that led to 21 South Prairie Max points. And South Prairie Max shot 62% in the game. Let me just make a bold prediction that's not really that bold. They do that two more times, they're winning a state championship and going to AA.
Yeah, they win a state championship, they're going to AA. And I think if you're Turtle Mountain, you can't hang your head. I mean, you hung with the number one team all year in the state, and it just, their press picked up, and I know South Prairie Max's coach wasn't very happy at halftime after listening to his interview, and yeah, that was the last Turtle Mountain ever saw.
Certainly was. So, It is Turtle Mountain, 19-7, the number 7 seed. Carrington, 18-7, the number 6 seed. The Cardinals with two more chances this weekend. We'll come back and tell you not only what else happened yesterday and what's coming today, but there are now permutations on those results. We'll talk about them when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
CHI, St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic, is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Hi, I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
I'm Eden Hornet, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Cardinals and Braves coming up, I want to say at the top of the hour, but according to the clock, before the top of the hour. All right, so last night, Devils Lake defeated Dickinson Trinity, and they beat them 70-50, and what that means is that Devils Lake is now a Double-A basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
They will be in Double-A. They will likely be in the EDC. That's where they play in football. I would guess it'll be the same for basketball.
Yep.
They're gone. They're in Double-A. Tonight, they play Thompson. The other semifinal, South Prairie Max and Valley City. If South Prairie Max wins, they're Double-A in the WDA next year. If Valley City wins tonight and wins tomorrow, basically if they win the championship, they're Double-A.
Mm-hmm.
So Class A is going to look a lot different.
It will, and it's going to be weird not seeing the same teams in the state tournament. I mean, those two teams are going to be good for the years to come in Class A. You probably will see them in a state tournament. And it's just going to be different because it's going to be fun to actually see new teams in the state tournament. And it's just going to be cool how to see how those two teams adjust when they do go up to Double A.
Right now on Thunder Country 98.3, you can hear the championship semifinals of the Class B state tournament. Up first, Kenmare, Bowbells, and Central McLean in what should be a beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, it will be Berthold against Benson County, which should be a beauty as well. Right now, Ricky Claverkamp has those for you on Thunder Country 98.3. What we have for you is a head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, and that is next when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Hey, Cardinals fans, whether you're driving to the big game or just cruising around, OK Tire Store has you covered with the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With Bridgestone Tires, you can tackle every road with confidence and enjoy the journey ahead. The team at Carrington's OK Tire Store is here to provide top quality tires and service you can trust from employee owners. Visit OKTireInc.com or stop by the Carrington location today. Go Cardinals!
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Back in Minot, it is the Cardinals and the Turtle Mountain Belcourt Braves coming up in the first consolation semifinal. We're joined by Cardinal head coach Andy Broughton. And coach, where I grew up, there is no such thing as a consolation bracket. So it's a fascinating part of North Dakota tournaments that when you lose, you have to kind of pick yourself back up and go again.
Absolutely. And that's a life lesson in general. You know, tough things are going to happen. You got to bounce back and have a positive attitude. And here we go. again.
I thought your girls probably didn't get the result they deserved yesterday, just from the fact that, boy, you were physical with one of the better rebounding teams in the state. You were up by 20 at one point in rebounding. You did a pretty good job on the players that are not Katie Burchill, and yet the one thing that didn't go so well is the shots falling, and to your point, you got to be able to hit shots.
Oh, absolutely. You got to play both ends of the floor, but we were really extremely pleased with our effort and attitude, and the kids, they battled hard, and they'll bounce back strong today, and we expect nothing less.
That late run that you guys made, the steal and layup was a big play, but the three from Mara Johnson that tied the game, that's a pretty cold-blooded shot for a freshman in her first state tournament game.
Absolutely, and we had some growing pains that way, but Mara came up big when it counted, and we went to a little half-court trap action and putting her at the point there. She got some deflections and helped Annie get that layup too. So freshmen made some big plays, and they all did, and we had to just make a couple more.
So today it is Turtle Mountain. This is the only team in the field that you had not seen so far this year. Just watching them walk on the court, they are huge.
Yeah, they're a tall team, but we usually do give up a few. Overall, we got to use our speed and use our shooting and hopefully put some pressure on them, and without the TV timeouts, maybe the game gets a little bit more in the conditioning factor. Hopefully we can use tempo, use our depth to come out on top.
It did seem yesterday that South Prairie Max rushed them a lot, and they're a very good basketball team, might win this thing, but they rushed them a lot and they got them to turn the ball over just a ton, and then South Prairie Max, because of that, got a lot of layups and they shot 62%. Those are things that you guys do well. You pressure the ball, you turn people over. Is this maybe a good matchup?
No, take a look. Basketball still a game about size, so we have to guard the yard, take care of their perimeter action too, because they have pretty good balance throughout the year and got a couple scouting reports from some other teams, and they shoot free throws well, they shoot it well, and they got a good inside game, so hopefully we can force tempo and turn them over.
What is 32 best at? She appears to be their best player.
Well, she seals really well. She gets down and go left or right, and has a little shimmy shake a little bit, a little head and shoulders fake, so we have to hold our ground, wall up, and turn around and box out and just give her one opportunity if she does get the ball down there. But we got to keep an eye on number 15 too, so we have our work cut out for us, but we'll be up to the task.
So we mentioned how this is the consolation bracket, but with two wins you still get to 20 wins on the season, which is a really outstanding year at the high school level. You'd win a consolation championship, and the not well kept secret, you're a pretty young team, so these experiences are still vitally important this weekend.
Yeah, and we want to send our seniors out with some victories, but we've got to take care of today, and hopefully we can get the job done.
Well, Coach, good luck this afternoon. Have some fun out there.
Thanks, BJ.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, our guest. The Bissett Motors starting lineups and the opening tip are next when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in North Dakota at highschoolofficials.com.
Don't rely on a four-leaf clover for a great deal. Come on down and get a guaranteed great deal with low interest rates on Silverado heavy duties and huge savings on remaining 2024 models. You're sure to find your pot of gold this month at Bissett Motors. Stop in or call 701-652-2955 to schedule a test drive today.
Bissett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
I'm Andy Broughton, head coach of the Carrington Cardinals, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
And we're back inside the MSU Dome with the Bissett Motors starting lineups. Bissett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bissett Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955. First for the 7-seed Braves. At one guard, a 5'7 junior, Aubrey Jennett, averaging 18.5 points per game. And she was good yesterday as well for them, as she had 14. The other guard is 5'9 junior Achilles Azure, averaging 10 a game. At one forward, Irelé Czar, a 5'10 sophomore, averaging 8.5 points per game. And they're going to go with both centers in this game. One, a 6'2 senior, Quinn Lattisler, who starts and today and averages 11 points and 6.5 rebounds per game. And Emberlyn Poitra, 6-foot junior center. She's one of two players averaging a double-double coming into the state tournament. She's 10.5 points, 12.5 rebounds. The other one was Katie Birchall for head coach David Gorno, Jr. For Carrington, they'll start at one guard, a 5'8 freshman, Mara Johnson. At another guard, a 5'8 sophomore, Harper Coleman. The third guard is 5'7 senior, Isabel Wendell. At forward, a 5'9 senior, Eden Hornet. And at center, a 6-foot freshman, Mara Coots, who's coming off of a career-high 12 rebounds and almost had her first career double-double. The Cardinals are coached by Andy Broughton, assisted by Mara Johnson, or Mara Nelson and Dave Johnson. That's not awkward at all, for a whole bunch of reasons, by the way. Carrington in all red with white numbers outlined in black. Our guy Tate's just giving me a hard time now. While Turtle Mountain are in all white with gold numbers and letters outlined in black. Turtle Mountain from left to right, Carrington right to left. Happy to have you with us on FM 100.1 AM 1600, KDAK The Cardinal locally, all around the world at newsdakota.com on the KDAK The Cardinal mobile app, and by asking your smart speaker to play KDAK The Cardinal. All right, take a shot at me, Tate.
All right. I don't know. I don't think I can take a shot at you because something later is going to come back and bite me in the butt.
He's already learned what karma is. At what, 16, 17?
17.
17. Opening tip, Emberlyn Poitra and Mara Cruz. Settle in. Carrington going for win number 19. The game ball being delivered. By the way, before we get started, great news last night as Hannah Hoggle will get another game at the University of Jamestown. That Sankey's team got a bid to the NAIA tournament.
They did. Congratulations to them.
If you want to know how big a surprise it was, Thad himself thought they were done.
Mm-hmm.
They are not. They'll play in Great Falls, Montana a week from today against a team from Kentucky. So now here we go. The Braves and Cardinals. This is the only team in this tournament that Carrington had not met until right now. The opening tip controlled by Turtle Mountain Belcourt. Against the 1v1, it's Janot giving up top for Poitra. Right side, 17-footer air ball. Backside offensive rebound put back for Irelé Czar. 2-0.
Like Coach Broughton said in the pregame, you're going to have to box them out and limit their opportunities. A little 1-2-2 here from Belcourt.
And here's Mara Johnson at 30 feet. Skips it right side, Harper Coleman. Ball fakes, drives left. Coleman, wraparound feed. Mara Johnson pops a three off the front of the rim. Rebound loose, controlled by Wendell to Hornet. Ooh. For three. Short, Coots fouled on the putback. And here we go. Yesterday, they got three offensive rebounds on the first possession. Today, it is two, and it's also the first foul on Turtle Mountain.
Turtle Mountain.
Quinn Lattisler. Mara Coots' free throw was short. She came into the tournament 15 for 52 on the year. She was 3 for 6 yesterday.
Wow.
Her second one. Cuts the lead in half on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Now let's see how Turtle Mountain handles pressure, because the answer yesterday was not good.
Good.
Here is Jenna. Around us, well, she turns down the screen, now goes all the way to the right. Janot lobs it mid-post, knocked away and stolen. I think it was poked free by Hornet.
Great.
Up ahead, numbers, Harper Coleman down behind Eden Hornet and picked off by Poitra.
Harper has the right idea there. She's just got to make, she can't second-guess herself in that decision.
Through the middle, driving in, spinning and kicking it to an open player who was Azure. She misses. Rebound Harper Coleman, and a held ball will keep it with Carrington. It is a minute and 26 seconds old this game on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Turtle Mountain Belcourt 2, Carrington 1. There will be no pressing from Belcourt.
I think if you're Carrington, you kind of got to try and speed up the tempo since they're starting two bigs. Tire those bigs out and speed up the tempo of the game.
Harper Coleman on the baseline finds Coots. Wraparound feed picked off, intercepted by Czar. Czar the other way for the Braves. Goes down the left side, now gets baseline, puts it up, left it short. Rebound Harper Coleman, and she is fouled, and that is two on Lattiser. Less than 2 minutes in. Might not matter that much. It doesn't, as they're already going to get Madison Patnode, who usually starts ready. Here's an Eden Hornet three that's short. Offensive rebound, Coots, and then she got blocked. And here come the Braves. Down the center of the floor. Looked like a travel. And instead, down the right side, Janot into the corner, gets trapped. I cannot believe she just dribbled right into that area.
Me neither.
And a held ball. Nearly a held ball. Up top, here's a three that goes for Poitra. 5-1, Turtle Mountain. On the Bank Forward scoreboard with 5:35 to go in the opening quarter. On the left side, Harper Coleman tries a three. Short, Carrington, 0-4 at the outset from three.
I think if you're Coach Broughton, you got to run a set. You got to run the set this next possession.
And a three goes for Janot at the other end. She's got six. It is 8-1 Braves. On the left side, it's Harper Coleman. Up top, Wendell. Right side, Mara Johnson fakes a three. Johnson gets inside and gets fouled with 5:07 to play in the first quarter. Tate, they have not attempted a two-point shot.
No, they haven't. And if you're Coach Broughton, you got to run a set here. You got to get a bucket here. Otherwise, the way Turtle Mountain's shooting the ball right now, it's going to be... And honestly, the only way you can beat a zone, you got to move the ball. The ball cannot stop.
Into the lineup, 5'8 freshman guard Aniston Hornet and 5'9 senior forward Cadence Van Ray. A deflected ball is stolen.
Because then something like that happens.
Here comes Janot up ahead, driving in Czar. Extra pass, layup is blown, the putback is not. Azure lays it in, and a Dakota Central timeout is called by Andy Broughton. It's 10-1 Turtle Mountain with 4:38 to go in the first quarter, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fostercounews.com.
I'm Josie Coleman, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Well, there's an old saying in sports that numbers don't lie. Turtle Mountain, 4 of 8 from the field and 2 of 2 from 3. Carrington, 0 for 4 from the field and from 3. They trail 10-1. Isabel Wendell, wraparound feed, Van Ray, skip it, right side, Mara Johnson to Wendell. Down low to Van Ray, who got tied up, and it goes to Turtle Mountain. That's already four turnovers on Carrington. This is just a nightmarish.
It
first
is.
3.5 minutes. Down the right side is Janot. Goes behind the back with one dribble.
Should have been in. I don't know about that one.
Could have been a carry because it did touch her hip. On the right side, a post entry down to Poitra. She waits, guarded by Hornet, and her pass is nearly picked off. But that's just the kind of first quarter it's been. And now a foul on Mara Johnson. That's just... That is a bad break, but you know what? That is exactly how these first 4 minutes have gone.
It is, and I mean, if...
Poitra on the interior. Misses wide left. Rebound, Poitra, but I think Mara Johnson was held. She was. And the foul on Turtle Mountain will be on Ira Lazar. Her first, team's fourth already. Turtle Mountain has certainly come out the aggressor, and they get another steal. Here comes Janot.
This 1-2-2 is causing problems for Carrington right now.
I can't think of a game where Carrington has seen a 1-2-2 this year.
Me neither.
Here is Janot up top. It's Czar. Czar dumps it down. Getting inside Poitra. Spins. Lays it home. 12-1. Belcourt.
You cannot let her.
Here's Aniston Hornet popping a three.
Short.
Short. Rebound backside Mara Johnson. She'll pop a three. No. Long. Rebound. Turtle Mountain. Carrington ice cold. Patnode the other way. Patnode foul. Bryn Smith going to check in. Harper Coleman going to check in. Carrington is 0-for-6 from the field, and they are all three-point attempts. And they've got 5 turnovers. Goodness gracious. On the Bank Forward scoreboard and all timeouts this year brought to you by Dakota Central. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at dakotacentral.com.
We've got to move the ball against this 1-2-2. I cannot stress that enough. My dad's a former coach, and he goes, the only way you can beat a zone is move the ball.
On the inside, a missed shot, an offensive rebound. Czar, kick left wing, now up top, holding it Azure. Skip it right side, Poitra, against Marakutz, who also checked back in. Around a screen is Janot for three. Got it. 15-1, Turtle Mountain.
Gotta get a bucket here.
Bryn Smith up top. Wendell drives left. Kicks. Aniston Hornet. Right wing Bryn Smith. Back to Hornet. Her runner is short.
She was.
Rebound. Czar.
And she traveled.
She's going to be called for traveling. 2:19 to go in the first, and Cardinal basketball brought to you in part by Brinster Law. Brinster Law specializes in family law and mediation, but is here to help with any legal question. 652-3400. A Bryn Smith three is an air ball. One team shooting 100% from three, the other has missed 7 in a row.
We have not taken a 2-point field goal shot.
Aniston Hornet.
We've taken one. That was
right.
Aniston's just now.
Yep. Against the pressure, here come the Braves leading 15-1. Down the left side, it's Czar. Deflected ball. Harper tried to get a steal instead. It comes left side to Azure. In the corner, give and go. Czar on the inside. Kick out. Open three. Got it again. And that's Harley Bercier. 18-1, Belcourt. Right side, Aniston Hornet.
No.
Trying to drive. That's a lot of dribbling against a zone. Here's Wendell. Into the mid post. Tied up. It stays with Carrington. A 16-0 run. Carrington scoreless for 5 minutes and 37 seconds. Eden Hornet, Mara Johnson back in.
Like I said in pregame, BJ, this cannot happen.
They did not go through a full practice or a shoot-around in preparation because of the 1 p.m. start. Left wing at Eden Hornet, three.
There
Bounces
you go.
Bounces in. Eden Hornet with a three, and it's 18-4. Doesn't mean you should keep shooting threes,
no.
But you did need one to go in.
But it's a huge sigh of relief.
Janot on the left elbow gives it off up top to Azure.
Oh, there you go. Good.
An offensive foul. She's called for a charge. And while that does put Turtle Mountain over the limit, because it's player control, it is not free throws. Here's Mara Johnson. Boy, you'd like to cut this to 10 by the end of the quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Right side, Aniston Hornet of three. Short. Rebound, Turtle Mountain. There have been games where Carrington did not shoot 9 threes. They've got 9 in 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They're 1 for 9. And 1 for 10 overall. On the right side. Through the middle, Patnode gives it to Mercier. Down low, the layup goes in. And that's Czar again, 20-4, Turtle Mountain. On the right side, Eden Hornet, a three. Short and out of bounds.
I don't know what to say.
This is not a team that shoots this many threes.
No.
It's just not. And this is the zone that I played in high school, 1-2-2. It wants you to shoot threes. Here's a steal off the full court press.
I understand if you came out and hit 4 in a row, but you haven't. You got to run some offense.
Shot clock is dark. Skip it left side. Eden Hornet, a three. Air ball. And out of bounds to Belcourt. 1-11 from deep.
Back into the game from the Braves.
Braves will have the final possession of the quarter on... No, they won't. A steal by Isabel Wendell, and she will shoot two on the foul by Aubrey Janot off the turnover.
Also, Aubrey Janot for first.
That's a break. I mean, you gotta take that.
Mm-hmm. Now you got to hit these free throws here. These free throws are huge.
The first one is long. Oh, got the roll. Thought it was long, but it got the roll. 20-5. Second one, front rim, rebound, Braves, and they throw it away. Harper Coleman with 7 seconds. Here is Mara Johnson, faking a three, drives, kicks, Wendell, triple, got it.
Good, that's huge.
And that is how the quarter comes to a close. Well,
that is huge.
It's bad, and it should be worse, because at the end of the first quarter, it's Turtle Mountain 20, Carrington 8, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson from Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
I'm Bryn Smith, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
When Tate said that's huge, when the final shot of the quarter went in, he was not lying. Carrington, 15% in the first quarter, 2 out of 13, 2 for 12 from 3. Belcourt, 8 of 14, 57%, and they hit all 4 three-pointers. Second quarter, here we go. That's why we say it should be a lot more than 20-8.
Mm-hmm.
Carrington comes out in a half-court trap.
Oh,
right.
She about went over and back.
Very, very close. Up top, Patnode, left side, jumper, Czar, long, rebound.
Good.
Mara Johnson gets around one defender. Mara into the front court, holds. Goes left side, Eden Hornet. Up top, Harper Coleman finds Johnson. Looking, goes right
Thank
wing.
You.
Wendell, skip it. Left side, Eden Hornet from 14. Ooh. Air ball long. Rebound, Patnode. 20-8 Braves in the second quarter on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Here is a three for Janot. No, off the front of the rim. Rebound, Eden Hornet. Here comes Carrington. They can cut it to 10 if they get a bucket. If they get a three, they could cut it to 9. Give and go. Hornet from 12. Spins it off. Offensive rebound.
Oh.
Block. That was a clean block by Poitra. And here comes Turtle Mountain on the Maracoots putback attempt. On the left side, a Poitra three is long and taken in on the backside by Mara Johnson. So now it's Turtle Mountain taking some shots that make you go, huh? On the right side, Eden Hornet a three. Short offensive rebound. Putback Harper
there
Coleman's
you go.
First career state tournament field goal. She was 0 for 6 yesterday, and now it's 20-10, and Carrington is on a 9-2 run.
You can breathe a little bit here, but you're still down 10, and you can't...
On the left side, Janot drives on Wendell. May have pushed off. Nothing called.
Good.
So Eden Hornet just takes the ball from her.
Good.
Here comes Wendell to Johnson. Eden Hornet right side. Back to Mara
Hit
Johnson.
It.
Her open three is good.
Yes, there you go.
The Cardinals.
Timeout, Belcourt.
Timeout, Turtle Mountain. A Dakota Central timeout will take it as well. 5:59 to go in the first, 20-13. And Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
The world never stands still, and every day brings new challenges to rise to. But nothing says you have to do it alone. Bremer Bank helped small businesses get more than $1.5 billion in PPP loans. And we're ready to help you and your business keep going and growing. Let's see what we can do together. Find out more at bremer.com.
I'm Mara Johnson, and you're listening to the Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
It's almost like Carrington woke up from the nightmare tape.
Yeah, it is. Hit some big shots, and we could have just laid down and died when they came out and started hitting those shots, but we didn't. And kudos to the girls for not giving up.
0 for 3 in the second quarter for the Braves. For Carrington, 2 of 6. They've already hit as many field goals this quarter as they did in the first quarter. It just felt like they should have been down by 25 points, and instead, the biggest lead was 17. It's already been cut to 7, and Belcourt tried to make a substitution and didn't get it done in time. Poitra has to come back in. Off the inbound, it's Azure against Bryn Smith. Gets around Smith, goes right side. Poitra drives in, wraparound feed, stolen away by Bryn Smith, or by Cadence Van Ray.
Good.
And she's fouled.
Way to be strong with the basketball there.
And that is on Poitra, her second.
Her second. Madison Mendo, back on the floor for the Braves.
That's huge if you're Carrington.
Carrington has scored 12 of the last 13 in this game since trailing 18-1.
Oh,
a deflected post entry comes back to Eden Hornet. Right side, Isabel Wendell. Skip it, left wing. A Bryn Smith open three is off the front of the rim. Rebound deflects and is taken in on the move by Azure, who has it poked out of bounds by Isabel Wendell at the other end. What a chase down.
Good hustle there by the track star.
Not hard to see why.
No, it really isn't.
Janot drives in, leaves for Azure, who has a definite height advantage on Bryn Smith. She drives in on her. Offensive
Good.
Foul. Bryn took the hit, and Azure gets the foul. Her second. Foul difficulty is really starting to get.
It is for Belcourt.
To Belcourt. Three players have two fouls.
Good job there by Bryn to take that, and that's huge. That's a huge momentum swing.
And Kennedy Pasternak will check in for Smith. The winner of this game plays at 11:45 tomorrow against the winner of Rugby Dickinson Trinity. The loser has a 10 a.m. game. Here's Pasternak from the baseline. She misses. Rebound taken in by the foul-stricken Lattiser, who's back in with two fouls. Down the right side, it's Janot crossing over. Got her three
block.
Blocked by Isabel Wendell. Rebound, Kennedy Pasternak. So Wendell with the chase down, with the block. There's not much she can't do right now. Mara Johnson drives left, gets the baseline. Jumper, no. Van Ray, the putback, it won't go. Rebound, Pasternak. Kick out, three. Wendell off the mark. Rebound, loose, and taken in by Aniston Vernon. She misses. Rebound, Janot.
Ow.
I don't know how many shots that was. I think five, but none of them went in. At the other end, Patinode into the mid post. Czar, kick out. Patinode up top. Here's a straightaway three that spins off.
Good.
Aniston Hornet on the three attempt by Bercier.
Good box out.
At the other end, Van Ray gets behind the defense and gets blocked. And now right in front of us, Janot up ahead. Numbers. Well, Tate wanted a faster pace. He's got it. Here's a block shot,
a missed shot,
and the ball out of bounds.
Okay, good.
Wanted the pace. Yeah. Here it is.
It is, and it's fun to see the girls at a fast pace. And, you know, what's the rebounds right now?
Rebounding right now is 19-16.
19-16. Well, Kennedy, I mean, no offense to Kennedy, but she's given up however much size and all that. And
a held ball keeps it at this end. Ooh. As back in is Mara Coots and Harper Coleman.
Yeah, and
here's Eden Hornet off the inbound, up top for Mara Johnson. Holds.
You got to move.
Goes right side Aniston.
You cannot hold the ball.
Aniston Hornet drives and has it poked free and stolen. Here comes Janot for the Braves as Isabel Wendell gets ready to return. Janot down the left side. Dumps it down low. Getting inside Lannister. She'll lay it in.
That's a tough shot there. I mean, good straight-up defense there by Mara. That's just a tough shot.
Lannister's first basket, 22-13. On the right wing corner, a three by Eden Hornet. Short. Rebound. Loose. Foul called. Wasn't a whole lot, but they do call the foul on Mara Coops. And that's her first as Isabel Wendell's back in for Aniston Hornet.
I don't know about that one, but we'll see. Back up the floor
for the Cardinals. Carrington now has the pace a little more comfortable. Now with it, they've got to score because, again, 3 minutes without a point.
Mm-hmm.
And a near steal. Yes, it is a steal.
Good hustle.
And a held ball will keep it at this end.
Good hustle there by Mara Johnson to get on that loose ball.
The far side official looked at Andy Broughton. I think Coach Broughton was trying to get a quick timeout, but it didn't happen. And they're checking the clock. No reset of the shot clock. 22 to shoot. 2:53 to go. Second quarter. Bank forward scoreboard.
Good. Moving screen. Illegal screen. I was just going to say that.
Moving screen on Bercier. And now she picks up her first. Carrington's down by 9. You might wonder how. Driving left is Wendell. Kick. Mara Johnson, a three.
Smokes. That's
off the front of the rim. Rebound. Wendell. Kick out. Mara Johnson, a straightaway three. Off the front of the rim.
Oh, and it goes.
Back front of the rim. And
oh,
in.
My goodness.
22-16.
Holy smokes. That first three she shot was from the parking lot.
And on the inside, Lattiser blows a layup. Rebound, Mara Johnson. Well, that makes up for the one that didn't touch anything yesterday.
True. Holy smokes.
At the other end. Down low it goes. Eden Hornet has it taken away. Here comes Janot down the left side. It's Czar. 22-16. Braves. Left wing, Janot's three is short. Rebound. Saved in by Mara. Not saved in by Mara Coots. Coming up on the Bank Forward Halftime Report, we'll take a look at the stats and set up the rest of the day here at the Class A State Tournament. Again, big permutations in the first game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
One of those teams will not only clinch a spot in the final, they'll clinch a spot in double-A basketball. And Aniston Hornet stole the inbounds pass. She was guarding the inbounder and stole the pass.
Way.
And now a foul on Czar is her second.
Oh,
and that was a silly foul.
That was. You don't want those fouls 90 feet from the hoop. I mean, I can't talk very much because I commit them all the time, but
somewhere your mom's listening and going, really, Tate?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she is.
Aniston Hornet drives baseline, spins, pops it out. Up top, Eden Hornet, right wing. Here's a driving kick to Eden. Skip it left wing. Aniston a three. A little long rebound, tapped out wide. And who's going to get there first? It's off of
Good
Turtle
hustle,
Mountain.
Eden.
Off of Turtle Mountain, it stays with Carrington.
Good hustle by Eden there. Get us a Class B score.
We'll do that, too, at halftime because Kenmare Bobels and Central McLean are playing right now. Here is Wendell down the lane to Aniston Hornet, who banks it in. And in the late stages of the first, it's Kenmare Bobels 14, Central McLean 13. That's going to be a beauty,
it
let
is.
Me tell you. At the other end, it's Czar, stolen away by Wendell. 1:15 to go in the half. Isabel bounces, Eden Hornet floats it in. How is this a two-point game?
I don't know.
22-20, Carrington on a 19-4 run.
Oh, she just got away with the travel right through.
On the left side, Janot, final minute of the first half on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Janot around a screen, drives left, gets downhill, throws it up.
Oh.
Somehow banks it in. Janot with 8, 24-20 Belcourt.
We call that the oop-de-oop.
Yes, we do. Up top, Wendell, right side, Eden Hornet, down to Mara Coots, who lays it
Good.
Up and in. There's some zone offense.
There it is. You move the ball and good things happen.
24-22 on the Bank Forward scoreboard.
Oh.
Here is Czar and Harper Coleman playing with her a little bit. Knocks the ball out of bounds.
Harper just being a pest right now.
In the best sense of the word. Now she's going to sit for the last 21 seconds of the half.
Probably don't want her to pick up a dumb foul
and
somewhere.
They throw it out of bounds. They wanted the post entry and they threw it out of bounds. You'll never guess, Tate, who just texted into the booth.
Oh, goodness. It's my mother. Hi, mother.
So Carrington can tie or take the lead at the half of this game somehow. It's Wendell. 10 seconds. Left side, Coots. Into the corner, Johnson. Johnson fouled. She's shooting
That's
three,
three
throws. And that is three on Lattiser.
I don't know what that looked like there, right there, but that just kind of looked like a frustration fall from Lattiser.
So, Mara Johnson shoots two. The first one with 5.9 left in the first half is good.
These freshmen right now have kind of got ice in their veins.
They do. They've been a big part of this comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Mara with seven now, her second one. Would you believe that we are tied at 24?
No.
6 seconds left in the half. Here comes Belcourt. Down
straight
the center
up,
of the
straight
floor.
Up.
2 seconds. Here's a deep three that's wide right. And at halftime, this is going to be a tied basketball game.
This is impressive. I don't know how, but I don't know how this is a tied basketball game. I really don't.
Our halftime score, Carrington 24, Turtle Mountain 24, and the Bank Forward Halftime Report comes at you next when Cardinal Basketball continues in a moment.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
Looking to get a good meal at a reasonable price? The Prairie Inn Restaurant of Carrington is your solution. With daily specials, soup and salad bar, and the Express Line lunch buffet, you can't go wrong. Plus, they serve up delicious potato and pasta salads, tasty pies, and caramel rolls.
Yummy!
Call ahead, and the friendly staff at the Prairie Inn will have it ready for you. Call 652-3976 or stop by, located right by the roundabout. They cater as well. That's the Prairie Inn Restaurant of Carrington, open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Equipment. High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving farmers around Carrington, Devils Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly, knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. Visit HighPlainsEQ.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Dakota Valley Electric Cooperative reminds you to always stay away from downed power lines. Think safety first. If you encounter a downed power line, always assume it is live and call us right away. Stay at least 30 feet away. If you are cleaning up after winter storm damage, please be extra careful. If there is any chance a broken tree branch could fall into the power line. This message from Dakota Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, with offices in Edgeley and Milner. Congratulations to the EKM Rebels and Sargent County Bulldogs. Have a great state tournament.
I'm Sienna Topp, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
We are back in Minot, and well, in sports, there are some things that you just cannot explain. How the rule book in baseball says that in order for it to be a safe situation, the tying run must be at the plate or on deck, but a three-run lead in the ninth is a safe situation.
True.
Things like that, Tate. I bet I got you thinking now.
You do.
Another one is how on earth this game is tied as we welcome you into the Bank Forward Halftime Report. You talk about a story of two completely different quarters. That's what we had in the first half. Let's give you the numbers. First for Carrington, their shooting has not heated up at all. They are 8 for 33 from the field. 4 of 20 from 3 and 4 of 6 at the line. They got 8 points from Mara Johnson, 5 from Eden Hornet, 4 from Isabel Wendell, 3 from Mara Coots, and 2 each from Harper Coleman and from Aniston Hornet. Turtle Mountain shot 40%, 10 of 25, 4 of 10 from 3, and they didn't get to the line, being led by 8 from Aubrey Janot, 5 from Emberlyn Poitra, 4 from Irelay Czar, and then 3 from Harley Bercier, and 2 each from Achilles Azure and from Quinn Lattiser.
That's huge.
And Tate's already pointing out a big stat that we're going to get to. Here's a big stat, and it leads right into Tate. In fact, I'll let him take over the finer details after I tell you. Turtle Mountain had 3 assists and 14 turnovers in the first half.
And Carrington is taking huge advantage of those turnovers, 16-4. From the looks of it, all of Carrington's points in the second quarter came from turnovers off of Turtle Mountain. And that's huge. If you're Coach Broughton, you've got to be happy because you're converting off the turnovers. And then points in the paint, you kind of tip your hat to them because they got two bigs. Congrats. And it's 12-6. Second chance points are huge, 8-7. Fast breaks, 3-0, and bench points is 2-3.
Well, you mentioned the paint points. Yesterday it was 34-14 Valley City.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big improvement.
It is.
For Carrington in this game. Carrington's only being out-rebounded 22-19, and yet again, they have more offensive rebounds than defensive rebounds Carrington does. Now, you can take that one of two ways, and I'll let you figure out what the two ways are.
Everything Turtle Mountain threw up winning in the first quarter.
That's right. Points from turnovers, 16-6. That's a big number. It was 20-8 Turtle Mountain after one, 24 all at halftime. We'll take a break on the Bank Forward Halftime Report, and when we come back, we'll take a look at what's going on in the Civic Center down in Jamestown, and we will recap the permutations of the semifinals tonight. We'll do that when Cardinal Basketball continues in a moment.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
What if a lender returned a portion of their earnings back to its customers? Well, that's exactly what Egg Country Farm Credit Services does. Egg Country shares its success with eligible member owners who can receive a cashback dividend through their patronage program. That's the power of the co-op. Learn how you can get started by contacting your local Egg Country office today. Egg Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Egg Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
I'm Madison Hornet, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
As the Cardinal fans and students welcome the Carrington girls back onto the court here at halftime, it is 24-all. Let's get a look at the Class B first semifinal between 2-seed Kenmare Bowbells and 3-seed Central McLean. And with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, it's Central McLean 23, Kenmare Bowbells 19. You can hear that game right now on Thunder Country 98.3.
Now it's time for the tractor race brought to you by Agtegra. Please turn your attention to the video board.
And let's talk about tonight, Tate, because the first semifinal is more than just about getting to the state championship game. The winner of the game goes to AA next year. South Prairie Max and Valley City. Now, I say that. Valley City actually has to win the tournament to go to AA. But with a win tonight, South Prairie Max goes to AA. Who do you have in that game?
I think South Prairie Max is just a better team overall. After watching Valley City play yesterday, I think South Prairie Max is going to have an answer for Katie Birchall. And unless somebody else steps up, I think South Prairie Max is going to flex their muscles and show why they were the number one team all season.
Region on region matchup in the other semifinal, Devils Lake and Thompson. Now, you have an interesting theory on this game.
I got Thompson, honestly, because you play a team four times, you don't lose a fourth. And that's my honest opinion.
It would really be something if after all these years of Thompson having great players and being really good and never winning a title, if this is the team to do it.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, Thompson's had a lot of good players come through.
Mackenzie Hughes.
Yeah. Mackenzie, in fact, is, what is she, a senior now at Mayville?
Yep, and the first team all NSAA. Mm-hmm. And probably one of the best players in the history of Mayville State University women's basketball.
Very true. And pretty sure they haven't won a title ever since she's left.
They've never won a title.
They've never won a title.
They've
all right.
never won a title.
So
they've
then,
come close, but never won one. All right, second half is next. We thank you for listening to the Bank Forward Halftime Report. And Cardinal basketball continues in 1 minute.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
Dry Dock Sports of Carrington now has their new online sales website up and running, drydocksports.com. Go check it out. With Snow Goose season coming up, we have a great deal on some Benelli Super Vinci packages available only by ordering through the website. Once again, drydocksports.com. We are Central North Dakota's largest FFL licensed gun dealer. Dry Dock Sports is located right off 281 North on the west side. Good luck in today's games from Dry Dock Sports. Go Cardinals!
I'm Mark Coots, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, The Cardinal.
A lot of Tate Wolski fans listening in today. Huh. A lot of Tate Wolski fans.
I don't know about that. I do not know about that.
Here we go, second half. Cardinals and Braves tied at 24. If you can figure out how they're tied, well, you're pretty darn smart. Here's Mara Johnson, starting five out there. Mara gets down the lane, stops, pops it short. Rebound taken in by Poitra. One hands the ball left side to Czar. She's picked up by Mara Johnson.
I wish Mara would have turned the corner on that.
Here's a three by Janot, short. Rebound,
good.
Mara Johnson.
Good rebound.
And here she comes in those signature bright pink shoes.
Oh.
Eden Hornet drives in, gets by her defender, reverse layup is wild. Rebound, Mara Coots.
Good
kick
work.
Out, Harper Coleman up top. Mara Johnson from where she hit it yesterday, short, out of bounds. It goes back to Belcourt. And she will hear it from the Belcourt fans.
That was from the logo.
That was, yeah. Well, it's a rather big logo here, though.
Well, it is.
Congrats to Minot State. I know I'm a little premature, but I'm pretty sure they'll be in the D2 men's tournament.
If they're not, I'll be shocked.
Me too. On the right side, post entry. Trap comes from Hornet, but she reached in and fouled. That is only the... No, that's the second on Eden.
Ball's
one.
So they're clearly going to hard trap when Poitra makes a catch.
You got to double team that because otherwise...
So they run pick and roll, and a three by Janata short. And the rebound. Look at Mara Johnson outfight Poitra, who just picked up. Oh, my gosh. I called it on Mara Johnson.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, 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 no. Mara picks up her second on a ball where she was fouled. Oh, goodness. That's tough.
Oh, wow.
Bank Forward scoreboard has us tied at 24 in the third. Deflected post entry. Finds Poitra. Kick out. Right wing. A three. Skips over the rim. Rebound. Isabel Wendell. Carrington can take their first lead of the game here.
Behind you.
Wendell. Ooh. Left side. Finds Hornet. Kick out. Mara Johnson turns the three down. Drives in. Puts up a runner. Got blocked. Rebound Mara Coots. Mara gets inside. Got blocked. Backside rebound Harper Coleman. Skip it up top. Isabel Wendell. Ball fake right. Wendell dribbles right. Gets downhill. Kick out. Mara Johnson drives left. Little floater. No. Rebound off of the leg of Mara Coots and out of bounds. 6:22 of the third. This is kind of an ugly start to the third quarter.
It is. And
is generous.
Yeah. I better watch my P's and Q's here, but officials are letting it get physical, and it's fun to watch.
They are letting it get that. Here's Poitra in on Harper Coleman. And they call a foul on Harper Coleman. They have called three fouls on Carrington in less than a minute.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Two teams are combined 0 for 9 this quarter, so that's fun.
Yeah.
Here's a three by Janot. 0 for 10. Rebound. Held ball. It'll stay at this end.
I was going to say.
And Mara Johnson had to look back, make sure it wasn't another foul.
I was going to say the same thing. When I saw his hand go up, I thought, oh, boy. I think Coach Broughton might have lost it there.
On the interior, Czar misses short. Great defense by Harper Coleman.
That was
straight up.
Straight up defense. She tried the up and under, and that was great defense there by Harper.
Mara Johnson to Harper Coleman straight away right side. Isabel Wendell in a tie forward scoreboard. Right.
Good.
Corner.
Now give it to her.
Now down in to Coots. Kick out. And Hornet misses. Rebound, Coots. Left wing, Harper Coleman's jumper is long. Deflected ball out of bounds. It stays here.
Thank you.
You know what this looks like? This looks like the opening few minutes you were there of Mayport CG and EKM last year.
That was horrendous.
That was because it was packed and the kids were nervous. This is just because, well, it's a little bit of cold shooting. Eden Hornet's jumper.
There.
Carrington have the lead.
They do.
26-24. And a travel.
Good.
Hornet forced the travel.
Carrington has their first leads
of the game.
Of the game.
That's right. They never led in the first half.
And the game's been tied once, and that was at halftime.
Yep. Post entry. Mara Coots is fouled, and that's three on Poitra.
Now it'll be interesting to see what Belcourt does here.
What will David Gorno Jr. do here? He's not making any moves.
Mm-mm.
Both of his bigs are in there with three fouls. Actually, that's not true. Hornet
again,
gets the layup off the inbound.
She did that yesterday. I watched her, and she just – that's a great high basketball IQ play there by Eden.
It's just a V-cut, and now Belcourt throws it out of bounds. They might need a timeout here. They're not calling it, but I'm just telling you, they might need a timeout down by four. Cardinal basketball brought to you in part by Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, the store next door, powered locally at Cenex. Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Harley Mercy.
Well, this is interesting. I would have thought for sure that
they go and they get Patino. Even though Poitra's in with three fouls. Wendell down the lane. Gives it off to Aniston Hornet, who's back in. To Eden. Left wing. Mara Johnson. Good catch. Gets inside. Little
good.
Runner. Too strong. Backside rebound. Aniston Hornet. Kick out Eden. Up top, Mara Johnson. Down low. And they're not supposed to stop the play. They're not supposed to stop the play. And they stop the play. To give Poitra a chance to get to the sideline, but you're not supposed to stop the play. Unless it's a head injury, and this is just blood. It's heavy blood, though. Oh, man.
Holy God.
Oh, my goodness. She must have taken an elbow directly to the corner of the eye, and Poitra's out of this game. Actually, it's to the nose.
Oof.
Goodness.
Wow.
But you're not supposed to stop the play.
Mm-mm.
The rule is you let the play go until the injured player's team has the basketball. Nonetheless, Carrington by four. This is a 27-6 run by Carrington.
It is.
In the last 12:56, with 5:01 to go in the third on the Bank Forward scoreboard, and now they've got to find all the spots where there might be blood on the floor. And, okay, now they're justified because there was a spot in the front court with blood on the floor. Turtle Mountain started this game 8-14, Tate. They are 2 for their last 16 and are down to 33%
shooting. 33%
shooting.
Kind of got a rivalry of the student sections going on right here.
Again, the winner of this game plays at 11:45 tomorrow morning. The loser at 10 a.m. I'm sorry, you don't want to play at 10 a.m. on a Saturday.
No, not
left
really.
Side. Here's Aniston Hornet getting inside. Aniston
lost
the ball. No call at the other end. And this is with Azure.
Carrington was ripped off of 2 points at last possession.
On the interior, turning, firing, air ball, and then off of Aniston Hornet. Correct
that
ball
is,
and out
is.
Of bounds. And Isabel Wendell just approached an official to ask about something. Harper Coleman is in for Mara Johnson. What do you see that Isabel's asking about?
Well,
is she being held?
Yeah, she keeps getting her jersey grabbed and all that.
Up top, it's with Janot around a screen. Drives right, lost the ball, kicks it out. Open look three is off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound, and then taken away by Eden Hornet.
Good Eden. Good strong move there to rip it away.
Here is Isabel Wendell. Dribbling with the right hand. Goes right side to Aniston Hornet. The freshman thinks about a three. Finds
give it to her
big
over
sister.
The top.
Up top. It's Coleman. Left side. Wendell. Ball fakes. Once. Twice. Wendell. Right side. Harper Coleman. Drives the baseline. Wrap around feet. Isabel Wendell a three. Short. Rebound. Mara Coots. One dribble. Back to Harper Coleman.
Give it back
fakes,
to her.
Goes back
good
into
work.
Coots. Coots lays it in.
Oh.
Oh, they call a travel. They call a travel. And a turnover. 3:58, third quarter. Bank Forward scoreboard. Carrington 28-24. Cardinal basketball brought to you by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington.
The roof was about ready to blow off this place if she would have gotten that to go.
There's not a ton of people here, but it's loud. And now a moving screen, an offensive foul. That is 4 on Lattiser. And right now, they do not have Poitra available. And so they've got to go back into the bench.
Mara was being held there. She can't. Poitra there can't hold Mara there.
Harris Reed has checked in. 5'9 junior guard. Carrington by 4. Turtle Mountain hasn't scored in 5 minutes. Down the lane is Wendell. Kick out. Johnson, 3. Short. Rebound. Turtle Mountain. Here they come down the right side.
Again.
Into a double.
Oh.
At the head of the key.
She just. Oh, boy.
And driving in, and a foul is called on Aniston Hornet.
That's a good foul.
Free throws, the first free throws for Belcourt all game long will come to Achilles Azure.
That's a good foul there, I think. I mean, yeah.
Free throw short. Now it's a really good foul.
It is, because Annie knew she was beaten. Just foul her. Make her earn it from the free throw line.
It is the last foul to give in the quarter for Carrington. The free throw is good. 28-25 Cardinals. Here comes Isabel Wendell. Oh, they beat him down the floor, and Harper Coleman lays it in and draws the foul.
Great job by Harper. She kind of looked like me during open gym, kind of cherry-picking, sitting on the other side of the court.
Czar gets her third, and it's 30-25 Carrington.
It'll be interesting to see if we see Poitra back in this game after seeing that.
The free throw completes the three-point play. Carrington has scored 24 of the last.
That is
30 of the last 37.
That is a huge momentum swing for Carrington.
They have recovered from a disastrous first quarter.
Yes, they have.
Straight away, dribbling right, Azure gives it off, and at the head of the key, Janot. Janot around a screen going right. Janot down the lane, steps back, goes left.
Don't lose the
ball.
Janot
spins, fires, and hits.
How the devil did she get that to go?
First field goal of the quarter, and it's 31-27 Carrington, and they call a blocking foul at the other end. And that is on Janot, her second. And Coach Gorno wants an explanation. I can give it to him from here. Your player wasn't set.
No, she wasn't. And it was obvious. Oh, Poitras back.
Poitras back on the bench. Deep inbounds, Eden Hornet. Goes left wing. Mara Johnson open three. Short rebound. Eden Hornet tries to save it and does, but right to Andy Broughton.
You really?
Goes back to Turtle Mountain.
Ooh.
Poitras got a massive nose plug going on right now.
Uh-oh. Something's up with Mara. Mara J. She's grabbing her.
Mara Johnson grabbing her upper chest. Oh, she took an elbow.
Oh.
She took an elbow to the neck.
Taking a few of those in my day.
On the left side. Down the lane, Janot goes up top instead. Here's a 28-foot three that goes.
Ooh. Damn.
For Azure. Wow. And it's 31-30, Carrington.
Wow.
2:05 of the third quarter on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Down low towards Maracoots and stolen. Here comes Azure. A chance for Turtle Mountain to take the lead.
Stop ball, stop ball.
Here is Janot faking a three.
Stay down, stay down. Thank you.
Azure. Coach Wolski coaching him up. Here's a left wing three that is not even close. And it's out of bounds off Mara Coots because it was such a bad shot. There's no way Mara could have seen it coming.
There's no way Mara could have seen it. And she, the biggest emphasis of a coach is you got to box out. And that's exactly what she was turning to do. She was turning to box out and she lost it off her foot.
That was about the worst shot we've seen this weekend.
It is. It was the worst shot we've seen this weekend.
Belcourt to throw it in. 1:39 to go. Third quarter. 14 to shoot. Up top, a three by Janot. Off the mark.
Grab it.
Rebounding battle, and a foul is called. That'll send Mara K to the free throw line.
Good.
And that is the fourth on Czar. Czar with four. Lattiser with four. Poitra with three. Mara J's not going to be allowed to come back in yet.
Nope.
After the first one, she can. Poitra's not coming back in yet, but she is on the bench in her neon green shoes.
She had quite the mess there.
She did. And now here she comes, Poitra. Free throw, Mara Coots.
Good.
Is good. 32-30.
Mara Johnson back to the Cardinals.
Glad to see Mara's okay.
Coots now 2-for-3 today after going 3-for-6 yesterday. That's 5-for-9. That's a big improvement over the regular season numbers.
And
now
two.
6-for-10. 33-30, Carrington. 1:28 to go in the third quarter of this consolation semifinal at the Class A State Tournament. Here is Janot driving left, popping from the elbow, bricks it short. Offensive rebound.
Straight
extra up. Extra pass, Poitra lays it in. Poitra with seven.
Playing with
Harper Coleman at the other end. Drives in. Harper continues a drive. Wrap around feed. She stepped out of bounds.
I think there should have been a foul there first, but I'm not the official on that baseline, so.
A big chunk of people who follow North Dakota high school basketball will know what I'm talking about when I say this. This game has turned into res ball. Mm-hmm. On the right side, a bad pass stolen by Harper Coleman. And that's not to be insensitive towards anybody. It's just the game is played differently.
Mm-hmm.
On the right side, it's much more physical. Tate has told you it's gotten physical.
It has.
Eden Hornet a three. Boom!
Boom.
36-32, and a ball knocked into Jerry Edwards and Chase Miller down the row from us here at Media Row.
That would have been one expensive mistake right there.
Yes, it would have, and the ball is kicked. Mainly because Chase has his computer right near where the ball flew into.
Not playing soccer here. Soccer here, Mara J.
Now they will ask about the shot clock.
Should not. It shouldn't.
I think on the kicked ball, it should be reset. Should it not?
I don't.
Apparently not.
Nope.
Under 20, that's right. And a bad pass. Poitra can't save it. It goes to Carrington. Now it doesn't matter.
No, it really doesn't. And great defense there by Eden to notice that she was sealed and try and get around her. I mean, when you're sealed, you got one of two options. You either got to go for the steal or you foul her. And in this case, it worked out in Eden's favor.
Carrington can double up here. Final possession of this quarter, first possession of the fourth quarter. They trailed by as many as 17. They lead by four. On the right side, Isabel Wendell. Back to Mara Johnson, eight to shoot. Mara, double is shown. She finds Eden Hornet. Kick it right
hit
side.
It.
Isabel Wendell, good. Three is good. Isabel hits the three as time expires in the third quarter. And the Carrington Cardinals lead by seven.
I don't know how Coach Broughton does it, but he always seems to always get his last second shots to go.
39-32 on the Bank Forward scoreboard after three. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Hi, I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
Hey Cardinals fans, whether you're driving to the big game or just cruising around, OK Tire Store has you covered with the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With Bridgestone Tires, you can tackle every road with confidence and enjoy the journey ahead. The team at Carrington's OK Tire Store is here to provide top quality tires and service you can trust from employee owners. Visit OKTireInc.com or stop by the Carrington location today. Go Cardinals!
I'm Cadence Van Ray, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Cardinals by seven as we go to the fourth. Mara Johnson drives right off a fake handoff and gets hand-checked. She got hand-checked by a new player into the game, Taryn Marion, a 5'6 senior guard.
It was good to see Mara turn the corner on that.
Here's Isabel Wendell driving left, gets down the lane, kick out Mara Johnson.
Probably don't want to forget about her.
Mara gets to Eden Hornet. Ball fakes, they wanted to travel. She did not travel. And a post entry is knocked away and stolen anyway, and then a foul is called on Harper Coleman. And we pause 10 seconds for station identification on the voice of the Cardinals.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
Well, they call the foul on Eden Hornet. That makes a little less sense, but okay. It's her third. 39-32 Carrington in the fourth quarter. Skip it near side in front of us for Janot. Janot around the screen. Janot dribbles right. Gives it off to Azure. Azure down the lane. Lays it up and blew the layup. Rebound Mara Johnson. And they call the foul on Azure. And that is her third. Boy, Coach Gourneau Jr. has a lot of foul difficulties.
He does. He's got a lot of big decisions to make right here.
Now Turtle Mountain will press. And we've talked about this. You can't really press Carrington because of this. Harper Coleman all the way down the lane. Kick out right side. Mara Johnson wide open three. Off the front of the rim and a rebound backside for Turtle Mountain. Here come the Braves with Azure.
I was going to say, you can't forget about Mara J.
Azure, right side, deflected. Ball picked off by Mara Kay, and she's fouled. If it's Azure, it's her fourth. And it is. It is Azure's fourth. Both bigs have four fouls for Turtle Mountain Belcourt. Here's Mara Coots. They break the press, and Harper Coleman gets inside and finishes with the left hand.
Good.
Carrington by nine.
Way to get it to the middle and out opposite. Great job by Mara Kay there to notice that.
Down the right side of the floor. Here comes Janot. Steps back. 41-32 Carrington. 6:25 to play in this consolation semi. Janot around a screen for three. Banks it wide left. Rebound. Aniston Hornet.
Just pick it up. Just pick it up. Thank you.
Here's Isabel Wendell. Up ahead. Numbers for Carrington. Harper Coleman. Wraparound feed.
Oh, my
Mara
goodness.
Cooch lays it up and missed it. Rebound. Comes out to
Great
Carrington.
Job, Harper.
Isabel Wendell. They'll set up an offense with 6 minutes left. Yep. By the way, they've gotten the Braves out of the zone. It's man-to-man. Wraparound feed into the mid-post. And a foul is called on Harper Coleman. This time I'm pretty sure it's Harper. Mm-hmm. It is. Okay. An 8-0 Carrington run. And here comes Czar, who also has four fouls. And Eden Hornets back in for Carrington.
I mean, you can't be mad at if you're Coach Broughton at Harper on that. That's just a hustle play right there.
And it's thrown out of bounds. No, it was deflected. Okay, off of Isabel Wendell. Carrington by nine. Folks, when you go back and listen to the archive, you're not going to believe the first quarter.
Mm-mm.
Into the front court. Nearly a travel. Not called. Deflected ball. Picked up. Isabel Wendell the other way for Carrington. Wendell bounces it down low to Aniston Hornet, and she is going to have it knocked out of bounds by Patnode. This game started, I kid you not, I promise I'm telling the truth, with Tate as my witness, 18-1 Turtle Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Carrington shots were like Bigfoot, non-existent.
That's amazing right there. Mara Johnson, my goodness, does this guy got a future in radio. Mara Johnson crosses over going left. Drives left. Gives to Eden Hornet. Her three.
Come on.
Is short. Rebound. Hornet. Kick out. Mara. She's fouled. She's fouled. And it's the fifth and final foul on Czar. She's gone.
No.
By the way, Carrington still has now, off of that offensive rebound, 19 offensive rebounds. They're still shooting 26% and winning the game. Eden Hornet, left wing corner, Isabel Wendell. This would be their fourth straight game in the 20s. They're going to win two of them, it looks like. But four straight games in the 20s. Here's Wendell, left wing. Aniston Hornet around the curl. Kicks it to Mara Coots. Wendell, left side. Hornet from 15.
Good.
Baseline jumper goes. Carrington has a double-digit lead. 43-32 Cardinals.
Good luck having Eden miss from that spot.
That's her favorite spot. Down the left side, Janot is fouled. But no, she stepped out of bounds. She stepped out of bounds right in front of us, and it goes back to the Cards.
Good defense there by Isabel.
23 turnovers helps.
It does.
And that's how many the Braves have. And a foul on Janot. I don't know what she was doing, but she fouled Wendell. And believe it or not, they're already over the limit. Mm-hmm. We're about to see a whole lot of free throw shooting with 4:40 left. Carrington 43, Belcourt 32. Belcourt scoreless for 4:36. The free throw short. It's a 10-0 run since it was a one-point game. 43-32. Second one goes 44-32. Carrington just fine. 8 of 11 at the free throw line. That's just fine. Against the press, here comes Poitra. Deflected pass picked off. And then Poitra slaps Aniston Hornet. Nothing called. Here comes Mara Johnson. She did slap her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I thought. Mara dribbles left, gives to Isabel Wendell. Up top, Eden Hornet. To Mara Coots, right side, Mara Johnson.
Oh, right.
Wendell flashes, but instead it's thrown out of bounds. Do not go head first into the score, Stable Aniston. My word.
I did that against Shiloh. Oops.
Yep. They are so inspired by Tate Wolski. You got players being elbowed in the throat, diving headfirst into scorers' tables. My goodness.
And the ball
knocked out of bounds.
I wouldn't say they're inspired. I think it's just the drive to hustle, honestly.
That's right. It
is. It's just
Which, by the way, Tate over here is playing hurt today. A deflected ball comes to Janot up top. Here's a deep three by Azure that's short. Rebound Hornet.
Good box out there by Aniston.
And here comes the freshman to her senior sister. Down the left side, it's Mara Johnson. They'll run their offense. Andy Bryden gives a rolling motion with his fists.
Move the ball is what he means.
Aniston Hornet left wing, 3:40 to play. Bank forward scoreboard, Carrington by a game-high 12. Mara Johnson gets trapped and fouled. Mara got fouled. She'll shoot two. The foul is on Azure Herford. Free throws for Mara.
Mara Johnson to the free throw line.
First free throw, Mara. Short.
Harper Coleman
returns for Aniston Hornet. Scoreless for almost 6 minutes, Belcourt. Second free throw rolls home.
Good.
45-32, Carrington.
Whoa.
After being down 18-1, they've scored 46 of the last 60.
Good defense, Harper.
Up top, ooh. Azure drives in, lays it up, missed it. Rebound, Eden Hornet. Here comes Carrington leading
behind you,
13.
Isabel, behind you.
Ooh. Isabel Wendell, 3:15 to play. She did look out behind her, thanks to Tate.
Ooh.
Around the screen, goes up top for Eden Hornet. Ball fakes, drives left. Hornet had it poked free by Poitra. She's got it now. Poitra gives it off to Azure. They better get busy, Belcourt. And a foul on Eden Hornet. That is her fourth.
She can't lower her shoulder into her.
How about this? Turtle Mountain's a huge basketball team. Carrington's out rebounding them.
Mm-hmm.
After being even.
Good.
A steal by Mara Kutz on the inbound. After being even with the best rebounding team in the state yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point being plus 20.
True.
Isabel Wendell under three to play. Goes right side. Harper Coleman to a cutting Wendell. Extra pass.
Good find.
Aniston Hornet.
Good pass.
Carrington leads by 15.
Good pass.
47-32.
That's just a great heads-up move.
And a foul on Mara Johnson. They had one to give.
Nope, I think that's on Isabel.
Nope, Mara Johnson. It is her third.
I saw Isabel reach around, and I thought they would call it on her.
The last 14 points to Carrington. They're on a 16-2 run, and now the Braves have emptied the bench.
We got a hockey line change here.
Harris Reed, Harley Bercier, Ashlyn LaRocque, Taryn Marion, and we'll figure out the fifth player as there's a moving screen call.
Folks, we're sorry for butchering these names. We're trying.
And Kennedy Pasternak comes in. In a minute, we could see Sophie Spitzer and Sienna Topp and Josie Coleman for Carrington.
It would be good to get them some experience.
Oh, it's a moment you'll never forget playing at the state tournament.
It really isn't. I wouldn't know, so.
Here's Aniston Horner. I'm sorry. Tate's got me at stitches today. Right wing, Pasternak. Ball fakes, dribbles left. Goes up top. Harper Coleman, left wing, Aniston Hornet. They're just trying to run the offense.
Yep.
Hornet down the lane. Right side, Mara Johnson. In fact, here comes Sophie Spitzer in a moment. Mara Johnson, kick out. Pasternak, a three. Boom!
She gets her first points of the state tournament.
50-32. Carrington is up 18 after being down 17. A 35-point swing in this game. You talk about a vicious swing. My gosh.
You talk about an aggressive team.
And a steal by Carrington. Here come the three players that we just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Andy Broughton calls a timeout for substitutions. It's Josie Coleman, Sophie Spitzer, and Sienna Topp as Carrington will play for the consolation championship tomorrow. They go with Mara Johnson. Nope. They go with Bryn Smith and Kennedy Pasternak. This is a 17-0 run.
It is.
It was 33-32. Now it's 50-32. And you will not believe some of the numbers we're going to give you in postgame. Pasternak, skip it right side. Josie Coleman down the lane. Boy, can she get a basket? Can one of these reserves get a basket? It would be awesome. Sophie Spitzer gives to Bryn Smith. Bryn spins, leaves for Josie Coleman. Loose ball on the floor, held ball. It goes to Belcourt with 1:04 to play. How about this, Tate? Since the end of the first quarter, Belcourt is 5-for-28 from the field.
Ooh. Ooh.
And Carrington's up to 30%. It'll be their first game in four getting to 30.
Yeah.
Now, they can't come down and miss another shot, by
no.
the way, or it'll go back
or
down
it'll go
to
back
29.
Down. We cannot have that.
Up top, it's Tiana Davis. That's the fifth player for Belcourt. Here's Marion. Left wing, a three, is long. Rebounds out of bounds. It'll stay here.
Ooh.
I thought Sophie had it, but it's knocked away, and the Braves will keep possession. You will not see many games quite like this one.
Mm-mm.
And a steal by Bryn Smith.
This one's going to be one for the history books, not going to lie.
Kennedy Pasternak the other way, lays it in. Carrington leads by 20.
I would have never thought after the first quarter that this would have happened.
No, not at all. 52-32, a deflected ball. Josie Coleman trying to get a steal.
Oh.
Instead, Bryn Smith gets a foul, and it's free throws for Belcourt.
Mm-hmm.
They call it on Coleman. And two free throws upcoming for Harris Reed.
Hey.
That will set the final score.
I guess Josie can say she made the stat book in the state tournament.
This is how you would make the stat book.
True, it is.
No, you'd score.
I don't know if I'd score.
Free throw is short. This is how I would make a stat book for sure.
True. I would I'll maybe hit a couple free throws and then pick up my five fouls as usual, and we'd be on our way.
Second free throw, good. 52-33, Carrington. They don't have to shoot it again. They end up hitting seven threes. They won't shoot it again. The Cardinals will play for the consolation championship tomorrow at 11:45. A game that is hard to explain ends in a 52-33 win over Turtle Mountain Belcourt. It's the first win in the state tournament since the third-place game in the 2021 tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have our post-game report in a moment when Cardinal basketball continues after this.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett.
This is Rob Kuhneman of Fargo, a current Big Ten, Summit League, and Mid-American Conference basketball official. Why officiate? Some officiate to give back to the sport that gave so much to them when they were growing up. Some officiate to be a role model for aspiring officials. Others officiate to make a difference. You can be an official. Call your local high school or the North Dakota High School Activity Association at 701-845-3953 to learn more.
A message from the NDHSAA and this radio station.
Don't rely on a four-leaf clover for a great deal. Come on down and get a guaranteed great deal with low interest rates on Silverado heavy duties and huge savings on remaining 2024 models. You're sure to find your pot of gold this month at Bassett Motors. Stop in or call 701-652-2955 to schedule a test drive today.
Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
I'm Harper Coleman, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
You can do this a long time, and I plan to do this a long time. You're not going to see anything like what we just saw.
No, you're really not.
Carrington win it 52-33 over Turtle Mountain Belcourt in the first consolation semifinal. B.J. Walters and Tate Wolski with you. Carrington finishes the game on a 51-15 run over the final 25 minutes of this basketball game. And so we are going to be joined by the head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, right off the top of this post-game report. And then we'll dive into the stats and all the other things. But Coach Broughton, this is a weird sport sometimes, and boy, you can't draw up a game anything like that, probably, can you?
Well, we just, in our early huddles, we just said, hey, it's four quarters, and we'll gas them. You know, we'll just use our depth and just keep on running, and it worked.
And that's exactly what you did, because you gave up 13 total points after the first quarter, and after the first quarter, they made five total field goals.
Right, and they were hot right away. And you give them credit. They came out. They did their job right away, but hey, when we play defense, it's hard to get open shots later on. And that's what we did.
I thought Mara Kutz was outstanding defensively when she was in the game, and I thought offensively, both Eden Hornet and Mara Johnson were really good today.
Yeah, you know, and that's what we need. We need balance. We need contributions up and down the lineup. You know, and Harp did her thing. Isabel handled. I mean, they all have to do their thing, and that's what it takes to get a win down here.
They're a big team, and you out-rebounded them.
Yeah, well, we were tied with Valley yesterday, you know, and even with the shooting percentage we had, that gave Valley more opportunities to rebound. And kind of maybe the same a little bit today. We probably shot a lot better, but, you know, sometimes heart is more important than height.
That's exactly right. So tomorrow you'll get a chance to get your 20th win and win the consolation final.
Yep.
And against a team you've played this year.
Yeah, well, we've played them all now.
That's right.
And I think we added them up. Half our schedule will be the state tournament teams, you know, when you throw in Devil's Lake three times, Thompson three times, and all that. So it's all good. Makes you better. Iron sharpens iron.
Well, Coach, congrats. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, stopping by after a pretty wild basketball game. We'll bring Tate back in here and take that free throw that set the final score prevented Turtle Mountain from being shut out in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it did. And like I said, Carrington's shots in that first quarter were like Bigfoot, just non-existent. And it was good to see that we came out in the second half and we adjusted to their 1-2-2 and we forced them out of it, and we hit some shots down the stretch, and that was key. We hit some shots down the stretch in the second half, and I see that the turnover differential was 28
turnovers. Look at that number. 36-6 points off turnovers,
yeah,
for Carrington. There's your ball game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even need to give you the rest of the stats. I'm going to, but I don't need to give you the rest of the stats.
Yeah, it was like somebody giving out candy to a little kid. It was just the Turtle Mountain was
16 steals. Those are live ball turnovers.
Mm-hmm. It was like giving a kid a piece of candy, taking a piece of candy from a kid. It was easy to steal it, honestly.
It was. All right, let's give you the numbers. They're not always going to be pretty. Carrington shoots 18 of 58, 31%. And if you think that's rough, it's their first game since they beat Thompson in the regional semi that they shot better than 29%.
True.
Yet here they are.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, isn't it? 7 of 29, 24% from three. And they are shooting the free throw very well in this tournament. Yesterday, they were 10 of 16. Today, even better, 9 of 13 for 69%.
Wow.
They get 14 points from Eden Hornet, 9 from Mara Johnson, 8 from Isabel Wendell to go with 7 assists. 9 from Mara Johnson to go with 6 assists. Mm-hmm. 7 points for Harper Coleman, 5 for Mara Coots, and 5 for Kennedy Pasternak late, and 4 for Aniston Hornet. For Turtle Mountain, they end up shooting 30%. Carrington outshot Turtle Mountain. Who would have thought that at the end of the first quarter?
Not me.
13 of 43 for 30%. 5 of 21, 24% from 3, and they split their 4 free throws. 10 points from Aubrey Janot. 7 from Emberlyn Poitra. 6 from Achilles Azure. 4 from Iralej Czar before fouling out. 3 points from Harley Bercier and a point for Harris Reed. There was one tie and one lead change. You're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you. The biggest lead for Turtle Mountain was 17 points at 18-1 with 1:57 to go in the first quarter. Carrington's biggest lead was 20 with 31 seconds left in the game.
Yeah.
Rebounding
that was
36-35 Carrington. Assist to turnover ratio. Carrington, 15 assists, 16 turnovers. Not great.
Not great. But
Turtle Mountain, 4 assists, 28 turnovers. And because of that, points off turnovers, 36-6 Carrington. Carrington won the points in the paint, 16-14. They won the second chance points, 12-9. They won the fast break points, 11-0. And they won the bench points, 9-4. They were blasted in the first quarter, 20-8. Mm-hmm. Won the second quarter, 16-4. Won the third quarter, 15-8. Won the fourth quarter, 13-1. If you can explain this game to someone who's never seen basketball before, you are way, way smarter than any of us.
True.
So, Carrington will play for the consolation final, fifth place. I don't know what sounds better, so whatever. It'll be seventh place for Turtle Mountain. Tate and I will come back after this break and wrap it up from the Minot State Dome when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
Looking for great rates and a secure investment? Bank Forward has the right options to grow your savings. Our current CD specials offer a variety of options, including an annual percent yield as high as 4.1 for 7 months. Stop in today for all the details. Helping you save more. It's simply the Forward way. Additional terms and conditions apply. $2,500 minimum balance required. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
I'm Cody Thiel, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
I don't know what to make of what we just saw, but Carrington will play for the consolation championship after a 52-33. I can't say it with a straight face. A 52-33 win over Turtle Mountain Belcourt. So, Tate, it's one final game for this senior group tomorrow. And the great thing about making a state tournament in this state is you know what the end date is.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose yesterday the way you lose, it doesn't end suddenly.
No.
You know you have the two games left. And now, this senior group of Kennedy Pasternak, Eden Hornet, Bryn Smith, Isabel Wendell, and Cadence Van Ray have a chance to finish their careers with a win tomorrow, and it would be the 20th of the season.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll be huge for them to send them off with a win. And when they're gone, we're going to have some big shoes to fill. I mean, you're going to have to replace 12, 14 points from Eden, and you're going to have to replace those 7, 10 assists a game from Isabel. And, I mean, we're up for the challenge because I think we have the pieces to fill those shoes. But the question is, are our girls up for the challenge?
Let's get a check on the Class B game before we go, because you can hear this on Thunder Country 98.3 right now. It is exactly what we thought it was going to be. With 2 minutes left, Kenmare Bobel's lead, Central Central McLean 49-46. I tell you what, we're going to get off the air so that I can tune into Ricky calling those final 2 minutes. But Tate, this was so much fun, and we have so many fans. Let's do it one more time tomorrow.
Absolutely. I'm down.
We will be with you at 11:30 tomorrow morning for Carrington, and we'll let you know in about an hour and a half. Rugby and Dickinson Trinity about to play, and the winner of that game will get the Cardinals. Carrington beat Rugby by 19 and Trinity by 26 in the regular season. So that is what we've got for you tomorrow. Our thanks to Mitch Lundy. I finally got to meet Mitch today.
Oh, nice.
And what a gentleman he is.
He's a nice guy.
Love Mitch Lundy for hosting this tournament, as well as all the folks here at Minot State University. My thanks also to the crew at Carrington Public Schools, Superintendent Janelle Helm, High School Principal Connor Weber, and Athletics Director Carla Michelson. Now, speaking on behalf of all of them and for Tate Wolski, my name is BJ Walters. One more time, our final count: Carrington 52, Turtle Mountain 33. We will talk to you tomorrow morning at about 11:30 for the consolation final. Until then, good afternoon from the Minot State University Dome.
The following is a presentation of i3G. From the 2025 Class A Girls State Basketball Tournament, Carrington Cardinal Basketball has been brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Brinster Law, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Bickett Insurance, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, Dakota Central, the Foster County Independent, Headlocks, Sendak, Bremer Bank, Dry Dock, Napa in Carrington, the Prairie Inn Restaurant and Bakery, High Plains Equipment, Northern Plains Electric, Carrington Dental Care, and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The proceeding has been a presentation of i3G Media Sports on the home of the Carrington Cardinals, 1600 AM and 100.1 FM, the Cardinal.